Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, big thanks to all of you for joining us all week long. What a week it was. Hopefully we don't have to do this very often, but began with a new head football coach being hired. It begins this morning with recruiting and portaling and recommitments, re-recruiting, basketball going on. Both of us have vested interest in an NFL weekend.
Yeah, it's a big sports weekend. Good time of year.
Kind of flying under the radar. Deshaun Watson is back.
Yeah.
But
that's a big deal. It's a big story.
But it's not really. You would think it's a bigger story outside of Cleveland and Houston, but it hasn't been.
No, it hasn't gotten a lot of national run.
And then also we have basketball on Sunday afternoon at 3:30.
We do.
The odd time to have a basketball game between Nebraska and Creighton. Would you like to guess the line?
I would say,
because I don't know if you know this, Robbie, what team comes in with a winning streak?
Creighton.
By the way, who comes in with a
losing streak?
Two-game winning streak, and the other team has a two-game losing streak.
I'm going to say Creighton by 16.5.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
It would have gone a little bit higher, but yeah.
Is it out yet? Is the line out yet? I didn't think so.
I had Creighton at 19.
Yeah, I thought, so yesterday I was thinking like 18 was the number in my mind. I think maybe you drop it a couple. After yesterday, I don't know why, just people seem to do that.
Seems
so
safe.
Yeah, I think like 16.5, that neighbor. I think it'll be like in the teens, in the high teens.
Okay. What if it ends in the low teens?
The number?
Yeah, no, the game, like 79-67.
I mean, I assume that Nebraska made a mad rush and after Creighton put their subs in when they were up 30.
Yeah, that would be it. That'd be a moral victory for Nebraska basketball.
If holding Creighton to 79 points, absolutely.
No, losing by 12?
Can hold them under 90. You should be proud. Hold your head proud, Fred.
Wow. I'm glad people are going to get 2 hours of you on the pregame on Saturday or on Sunday afternoon.
Live from DJ's dugout.
All right. We will talk about that coming up on Monday and a great weekend of football. We'll have our playoff set. Again, tonight's the game to watch. If USC wins, take the weekend off. I have faith in you, committee, even if K-State beats TCU. Well, they don't beat them by 40.
I have zero faith in the committee.
None
whatsoever. I need, they need USC to win. I need TCU to win. And I need Alabama to stay out of my playoff.
Well, I mean,
that's why they need to win.
I listened on Monday to a man of faith, and I'm sticking with them. I have faith in people.
I have faith in some people. I don't have faith in the committee. Don't forget, we've also got soccer this weekend.
Yes, we do. 9 a.m. tomorrow. Go to your favorite joint. You're open. I mean, there's not even a debate about selling beer and everything else. You're open at 9. In the U.S., I say it goes to penalties.
You're going to penalties?
Yes.
Ooh, I hope you're right. I mean,
well, we've not allowed a goal.
The defense is looking pretty good. Yeah. I will give them that. I thought they had some opportunities offensively that they weren't able to cash in, which was a little disappointing. But also tomorrow, Creighton at Duke.
Oh yeah, Elite 8 soccer.
That's right.
In Durham.
There you go.
Well, that's kind of quiet because it's so, you only play once a week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we
it
got
takes,
volleyball.
It takes a little while.
We got hockey over at Baxter, Western Michigan town. This is a great sports weekend.
Yeah. Keep you busy. Well, lots of things to do.
Yes, there will. What will be the number one local story when we reconvene on Monday morning?
Number one local story?
Let Ravi go and then Jimmy and then I'll close it out.
I mean, I think there's ifs, right? If Creighton Soccerman makes the Final Four, that's probably pretty big. If one of the volleyball teams gets upset, that's probably going to be the biggest story. But the highest ceiling is, and I don't even want to say this out loud, if Nebraska were to beat Creighton in basketball, that would be the highest ceiling in terms of story.
That'd be 4 hours on Monday morning, and you would love it.
I'm a little under the weather, Gary.
All makes sense, but I don't think the last one's going to happen.
I don't
so.
Either. Yeah.
I'll take the layup here. How about Creighton soccer in the Final Four?
All right.
Let's do it. College Cup.
I will say that either Creighton or Nebraska does not make it to the Sweet 16 in volleyball.
Yeah.
If the upset happens.
I think that's the most likely. I think that's the most likely of the possible storylines. One of them. I'm not sure which, but one of them is
Nebraska to KU tonight. That'll be a good match.
KU upset Creighton last year.
And then Creighton will start against Auburn. The whole goal to get out of Sokol.
Get out of there and then try and get back to Omaha.
and they have sleeper possibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, the vibe is better for Creighton than it is for Nebraska, but I pause because John Cook is in charge, and somehow they're going to try and piece everything together with losing
injuries,
Kenzie Knuckles,
and
Nicklin Hames, who might not play at all. I went back and looked at the video. You know, she's got a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Wisconsin match, she got absolutely drilled.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got sickness. I mean, they're piecing things together.
It's kind of a mash unit over
like
there
right
now.
If they could make it through tonight, then you're like, okay, phew. And then go on the road probably to Louisville.
Yeah.
But we'll see. That's why the vibe downtown is better than the vibe in Lincoln. But because there's John Cook, I pause and go.
Can't count him out.
Might find a way to, you know, they were on point last night against Delaware State. And they actually, because of the injury to Knuckles, Boziger served more and they were really, really good there. They might find a way. But I think one of our discussion points on Monday morning will be one of the two volleyball programs lost in the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
and they lost before they got to the Sweet 16.
Like I said, I think that's the most likely of the scenarios we laid out.
One other one, because we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday. Malachi Coleman, recommit to Nebraska or yay or nay?
I think
Matt Rhule is in his house today.
Nope.
All right.
I don't think he's coming back. What about you?
I think Nebraska has some other choices.
Agreed.
So that's. I think I probably took a different approach to that question. big thanks to all of our guests today. Don't forget, Stuff the Truck is beginning right now as we speak.
I see tents outside.
And do we see a truck?
I see some trucks. I don't know if I see the truck.
It is our Stuff the Truck event, for, Toys for Tots, JTech Construction and Solar. Good friends of ours are here as well. They're in our parking lot this year, 50th and Dodge, 50th and Capitol, if you're putting it into your GPS. Please bring a new unwrapped toy. For a young one this holiday season. We'll take care of you. We got a lot of stuff going on in the parking lot. You see all the NRG media personalities, even the ones you don't like, which means I'm out of here. I got to go to Dallas for the weekend. We are doing it until 6 o'clock today, 11 to 4 tomorrow.
There you go.
All right.
I'll drop something off.
Yeah, please do. We'd love to see you here at 50th and Dodge. For Ravi, for Jimmy, I'm Gary. Connor and the Crossover's coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.